Nishinga Jai, Nishinga Jai, Jai Jai Nishinga Ugram Viram Mahavishnum Jvalantam Sarvatomukam Nishingam Vijanam Badram Mrityum Mrityum Namamiyaham Shri Nishinga Kavacha Stotram Nishinga Kavacham Bhakye Prahlade Roditapura Sarvarakshakaram Punya Sarva Padravanashanam Sarva Sampatkaram Chaiva Svargamakshapadayakam Gyatva Nishinga Devesham Hinga Singhasanasthitam Vivritasyam Triyanayanam Sharadindu Samaprabham Lakshmalingitta Vamangam Vibhuti Virupashritam Chaturbhuja Komalangam Svarnakundala Shobitam Saroja Shobito Rashkam Ratnakeyuramudritam Taptakanchana Shankasham Pita Nirmala Vashasham Indradi Suramulishtam Spuranmanaki Diptibi Virajita Padadvandam Shankachakradi Hetibi Garutmata Chavinayat Stuyamanam Mudanvitam Sarit Kamala Sambasam Kritvatu Kavachampetit Nishingami Shiropatu Lokarakshata Sambavaha Sarva Gopistamba Basha Palang Me Rakshatu Dvanim Nishingami Drishopatu Soma Suryagni Lochanaha Smitam Me Patani Hari Muni Varyastu Tipriyaha Nasam Me Singh Nasastu Mukam Lakmi Mukapriyaha Sarva Vidyadi Pappatu Nishingora Sharam Mama Vakra Patvindu Varanam Sraprahlada Banditang Nishinga Patami Kantang Skando Bhubritanantakrit Divyastra Sabito Bhujo Nishinga Patami Bhujo Karame Deva Varado Nishinga Patu Sarvataha Hridayang Yogi Sadhyascha Nivasam Patami Hari Madhyam Patu Hiranyaksha Vaksha Kukshi Vidarana Nabam Me Patu Nihari Sunami Brahma Samstuta Brahmanda Koti Akkatyam Yasyasa Patami Kating Guyam Me Patu Guyanam Mantranam Guya Rupadrik Urumano Bhavapatu Janu Ninara Rupadrik Jange Patu Darabbara Hartayoso Nikeshari Sura Raja Prapatu Padame Niharishwaraha Sahasya Sirsha Purushaha Patume Sarva Shattanung Mahogra Purvitapatu Mahavira Grojitaha Mahavishno Dakshinetu Mahajvalastu Nairitaha Paschime Patu Sarvesho Dishime Sarva Tomukaha Nishinga Patu Vayavam Somya Bhushana Vigraha Ishanyam patu badrome sarva mangala dayakaha Samsara baya tappatu mrityor mrityor nikeshari Idang nishinga kavacham pralada mukha manditam Bhakti mamnyapati naitam sarva papam pramuchyati Putra vandana vanloki dirga yurupujayati Kamyati jam jam kamam tam tam prapnotniya samshayam Sarvatra jayamatnoti sarvatra vijayi bhavet Bhumyantariksha divyanam grihana vinivaranam Vrichika gora shambhuta vishapaharanam param Brahmarakshasya yakshanam durocharanakaranam Bhujivatalipatriva kavacham likitam shubham Karamuletitam jina siddhyeyur karma siddhyaya Divasuram manusheshu samsam divam jayam labet Ikasanyati sanyambaya patenyato naraha Sarva mangala mangalyam bukti mukti chavindati Dvatrinkshati sahasyani patatshudatmanam rinam Kavachashasya mantrasya mantrasirhi prajayati Anena mantrajvina kritva basmabir mantranam Tilakam vinyasadyastu tasya grahabhayam haret Trivaram japamanastu datavaryami mantriyacha Prasyadyo naro mantram rishingam jnanam acharit Tasya roga pranasyamti yecha shukukshishambhavaha Garjantam garjantam nijabujapatalam spotayantam hatantam Rupyantam tapayantam divibutam dityam kshepyantam kshipantam Krandantam roshyantam dishidisatatam samharantam bharantam Bikshantam purnayantam karanikarishater divasingam namami Itti Shri Bhamanda Purane Praladoktam Shri Nishingakavacham Sampurnam. Om Namo Bhagavate Shri Mahanarsingaya Damsra Karalavadanaya Gaura Rupaya Vajranakaya Jvallamalne Mamma Vignan Pacha Pacha Mamma Bayan Bindi Bindi Mamma Shatrud Vidrabaya Vidrabaya Mamma Sarva Rishtan Prabanjaya Prabanjaya Chatta Chatta Vanna Hanna Chindi Chindi Mamma Sarva Vishtan Puraya Puraya Mam Raksha Raksha Ham Patsvaha.
I shall now recite the Nisinga Kavacha, formerly spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. It is most pious, vanquishes all kinds of impediments, and provides one all protection. It bestows all opulences and can give one elevated liberation. One should meditate upon Lord Nisinga, Lord of the demigods, seated upon a golden throne. His mouth is wide open. He has three eyes, and he is as radiant as the autumn moon. He is embraced by Lakshmi Devi on his left side, and his form is the shelter of all opulences, both material and spiritual. The Lord has four arms, and his limbs are very soft. He is decorated with golden earrings, his chest is resplendent like the lotus flower, and his arms are decorated with jewel-studded ornaments. He is dressed in a spotless yellow garment, which exactly resembles molten gold. He is the original cause of existence, beyond the material sphere, for the great demigods headed by Indra. He appears bedecked with rubies, which are blazingly effulgent. His two feet are very attractive, and he is armed with various weapons such as the conch, disc, etc. Garuda joyfully offers prayers with great reverence. Having seated Lord Nrisimhadeva upon the lotus of one's heart, one should recite the following mantra. May Lord Nrisimha, who protects all the planetary systems, protect my head. Although the Lord is all-pervading, he hid himself within a pillar. May he protect my speech and the results of my activities. May Lord Nrisimha, whose eyes are the moon, the sun, and fire, protect my eyes. May Lord Nrihari, who is pleased by the prayers offered by the best of sages, protect my memory. May he who has the nose of a lion protect my nose. And may he whose face is very dear to the goddess of fortune protect my mouth. May Lord Nrisimha, who is the knower of all sciences, protect my sense of taste. May he whose face is beautiful as the full moon and who is offered prayers by Prahlad Maharaj protect my face. May Lord Nrisimha protect my throat. He is the sustainer of the earth and the performer of unlimitedly wonderful activities. May he protect my shoulders. His arms are resplendent with transcendental weapons. May he protect my shoulders. May the Lord who bestows benediction upon the demigods protect my hands, and may he who protects me from all sides, may he who is achieved by the perfect yogis protect my heart, and may Lord Hari protect my dwelling place. May he who ripped apart the chest and abdomen of the great demon Hiranyakashipu protect my waist, and may Lord Nrihari protect my navel. He is offered prayers by Lord Brahma, who has sprung from his own navel. May he on whose lips rest all the universal planets protect my hips. May the Lord protect my private parts. He is the knower of all mantras and all mysteries, but he himself is not visible. May he who is the original Cupid protect my thighs. May he who exhibits a human-like form protect my knees. May the remover of the burden of the earth, who appears in a form which is half man and half lion, protect my calves. May the bestower of heavenly opulence protect my feet. He is the supreme controller in the form of a man and lion combined. May the thousand-headed supreme enjoyer protect my body from all sides and in all respects. May that most ferocious personality protect me from the east. May he who is superior to the greatest heroes protect me from the southeast, which is presided over by Agni. May the supreme Vishnu protect me from the south, and may that person of blazing luster protect me from the southwest. May the Lord of everything protect me from the west. His faces are everywhere, so please may he protect me from this direction. May Lord Nrisimha protect me from the northwest, which is predominated by Vayu, and may he whose form is in itself the supreme ornament protect me from the north, where Soma resides. May the all-auspicious Lord, who himself bestows all auspiciousness, protect from the northeast, the direction of the sun god, And may he who is death personified protect me from the fear of death and rotation in this material world. This Nisinga Kavacha has been ornamented by issuing from the mouth of Prahlad Maharaj. A devotee who reads this becomes freed from all sins. Whatever one desires in this world, he can attain, without doubt. One can have wealth, many sons, and a long life. He becomes victorious who desires victory, and indeed becomes a conqueror. He wards off the influence of all planets, earthly, heavenly, and everything in between. This is the supreme remedy for the poisonous effects of serpents and scorpions, and Brahma Rakshasa, ghosts, and yakshas are driven far away. One may write this most auspicious prayer on his arm, or inscribe it on a palm leaf and attach it to his wrist, and all his activities will become perfect. One who regularly chants this prayer, whether once or thrice daily, he becomes victorious whether amongst demigods, demons, or human beings. One who with purified heart recites this prayer 32,000 times attains the most auspicious of all auspicious things, and material enjoyment and liberation are already understood to be available to such a person. This Kavacha mantra is the king of all mantras. One attains by it what would be attained by anointing oneself with ashes and chanting all other mantras. Having marked one's body with tilak, taking ashman with water, and reciting this mantra 3 times, the fear of all inauspicious planets is removed. That person who recites this mantra, meditating upon Lord Nrisimhadev, has all of his diseases vanquished, including those of the abdomen. Lord Nrisimhadev roars loudly and causes others to roar. With his multitude of arms, he tears the demons asunder and kills them in this way. He is always seeking out and tormenting the demoniac descendants of Diti, both on this earth planet and in the higher planets, and he throws them down and scatters them. He cries with great anger, and he destroys the demons in all directions. Yet with his unlimited hands, he sustains, protects, and nourishes the cosmic manifestation. I offer my respectful obeisances to the Lord, who has assumed the form of a transcendental lion. Thus end the Nrisimha Kavacha, as it is described by Prahlad Maharaj in the Brahmanda Purana. O Nrisimhadev, whose form is terrible, by sharp and long teeth, very fearful to see, with strong, large nails, garlanded by flames, destroy, destroy my obstacles, and kick out my fears, scatter, scatter my enemies, destroy, destroy my karma. Ever, ever fulfill all my desires to serve you, safeguard and safeguard me and all around me. Shri Nrisimhadev ki jai.